This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, here's what I've always thought you do to cook a ratatouille. Chuck a bit of garlic into a pan with olive oil, dig around in the fridge for any veg that are a bit past their best, stick in a couple of tomatoes, cook till all ingredients are soft, serve. Which will be making my guest in the Cook the Perfect slot this morning seethe with horror. He is Michel Roux Sr., who came to this country in 1967 with his brother Albert, set up two restaurants, both of which had three Michelin stars, Le Gavroche and the Waterside Inn. They've handed over the restaurants to their sons, and Michel has spent 3 years researching his book, The Essence of French Cooking. Michel, how do you cook the perfect ratatouille?
Good morning, Jenny. Well, it's fairly easy. You describe it beautifully well.
Oh, really?
So not far.
The careless way I do it is okay.
The only difference, I don't go to the fridge and look for what I've got. I go to the market and buy the vegetable I do need. It's a wonderful ragout. It's a little stew of different vegetables. It goes back to the 1780. It originally comes from the Nice area. And it's something which, when it's cooked, the flavor, the smell of it goes and waffle all through the house. So, and you can eat it warm, cold, the day after, and you can even eat it a little bit if you've got a leftover, which is very seldom indeed, with a couple of eggs mixed together.
Now, there's one sitting here between us that has been made earlier, and the smell is absolutely brilliant.
Because it's absolutely, smell that. Even warm, only you've got the smell. Here you are.
Thank you.
Like at home.
Thank you very much. Now, there is a selection of coloured veg in here.
Indeed.
There's green, which...
That's the courgette, indeed.
What else should you put in there?
Well, you've got the aubergine, which you call aubergine, I believe.
We do.
The tomatoes, the onions, the garlic, and the piment, the poivron, we call it, the red pepper, green pepper, to give the colour. What I love is that it's the sun on the plate. It's the sun. It makes you thinking of the summer. And later on in the year, you can have it as well.
And you'd have it hot in the winter.
And it's cooked with olive oil, light olive oil.
The garlic is not peeled.
No, because the flavour will be too strong. I like to leave it, as we call it, en chemise, like in his pyjama.
It is delicious, yes. I have to say.
Good.
What do you eat it with? What would you serve it with?
And it could go with a roast chicken, plastron chicken, a pork chop. It can go very well as well with a piece of fish, a fillet of sea bass, because it's delicate. It's not overpowering. You see, the garlic I'm doing it, the way I'm doing it, and the bouquillani is attached in the string. So it's not mixed, and it doesn't take away the vegetable flavour.
And it's obviously got fresh tomato in there.
Oh, yes,
and
definitely.
They have been peeled.
Oh, yes, and pips.
And the pips taken out, which I might not have taken the trouble to do, but I should have done. Obviously, you wouldn't put tinned tomatoes in there.
I would avoid that, yes. And the duress, I might.
If you were really short of tomatoes,
yes,
you might,
John.
Now, the book is called The Essence of French Cooking. What is the essence of it?
Well, it's from the most humble dishes, a soup, a little scallops cooked à la Parisienne, to the most sophisticated dishes from Escoffier, Carême. It's thousand and thousand dishes, and I selected and work, which was the toughest part, of fact, to take my favourite one and to take just over 100 dishes.
Now, you travelled around France researching it.
Yes.
What did you learn that you didn't already know?
I discovered so much. I discovered the richness, the bounty of what France got to offer. The climate, the microclimate, the river, the sea, on all the side, the montagne. pine, I mean everything, the forest. I discovered that I knew only a part of France. And yet, you know, I've worked 60 years as a French chef in France and in UK, much more. But, and I visit France, I've got my children in France, I've got a house inside of France, but you never know it all. The best way is to take the small road and drive slowly. And see the car, the different species of beef, cattle, and sheep, and go to the chicken area, go to the pigeon area, the duck area. It's amazing. And you know, cooking starts with the product. If you haven't got the product, you haven't got the cooking.
Where did this passion for cooking come from?
My mum, he says.
So you really did learn it at your mother's
apron. Oh, definitely. My mum and my father, who was a chef, my grandfather, who was a chef, and my brother too, because my brother is 5 years older than me, and he was the first one started cooking. And I still remember him in white uniform, and I thought, God, he looks good. I like to look the same.
What did you learn that was your favourite thing from your mum?
Oh, my mum. Oh, the rabbit in mustard. Cooking mustard in a casserole, which is, in fact, in the book, in the essence of French cooking, because, as I said, it's the most simple dishes, and that's what French cooking is about. I mean, it's from the most simple dish to the most greatest and greatest dish, which can be served in banquet.
So how often would you have eaten something like rabbit? I suppose when you were a boy,
a lot.
Food was quite short.
Yes, because it was immediately after the war. So rabbit was on the table at least once a week, for sure. Potato salad as well with herring, fillet of herring, and simple food. Mussels. Mussels were so cheap. People didn't buy mussels at that time. I remember scrubbing the mussels at the age of 6 years, helping Mama doing the mashed potatoes, you know, with the mouli, and getting the steam towards my face there, smelling the potatoes. Oh, I mean, you know, so I think it's mother.
But where did you learn the fancy techniques? I mean, to go up to the haute cuisine level.
Well, that was slightly different. You're absolutely right. I learned that with the Rothschild family, when I work in Paris with the Rothschild family, and travel a lot. I was cooking with them in Chantilly, I was cooking in South of France, in Cannes, I was cooking with them at Chateau Lafite Rothschild. I'm dropping names, I'm sorry
you
about
are.
That. But and I was working in Paris for Saint-Honoré, and there was no object about the cost of what I was cooking. And then I obviously mixed with other chefs and learned beautifully well, because you've learned from people. I don't learn just like that from God or only from mother. You learn from people, your friends in the trade, your peer.
Why did you and Albert come to England in 1967 when I suspect... I mean, I think home cooking in England then was good.
You're because, quite right.
You know, certainly my mother and my grandmother were excellent cooks. Mm. But restaurants?
No, restaurants were... The pit, I'm so sorry, because, I mean, really, and that's why we came, really. I didn't take the wrong turning. I knew my destination. I didn't, we wanted the two brothers to open a restaurant, and we did, we thought London would be good, because everything had to be done. It was not bright, it was, in fact, sad story, and the Gavroche was a quick success. What I've loved is that it had to be a quick success or a quick death. Thank God it was a quick success. And then I moved to the Waterside Inn. And then today, in fact, with a bit of luck, the Michelin Guide is coming out. 30 years, we might have retained our three-star Michelin for 30 years.
Now, you had a difficult time in 2006 when you had bowel cancer and chemotherapy and lost your sense of smell, taste and appetite during the chemotherapy. What did that mean to a great chef?
Oh, good Lord, I thought that the world was disappearing. I mean, I was gone. That was the worst, in fact. Putting my food to my palate, not only I could smell it, and I could only see it, but see it didn't open, you know, make me salivate. I mean, normally if I see food, I want to eat food. I couldn't taste it. I couldn't, in fact, swallow it. And it was one of the worst experiences I've been through my life. But, you know, you... It took me 6 to 9 months after the chemo to recover and find all my senses.
And what was the first thing you ate when you got them all back?
I was very naughty. The doctor said, the specialist said, eat light. And I had a jackpot hare, one of the heaviest sauce and dish. But I couldn't help it. They were just cooking one in the restaurant. And the smell of it, I went straight to the pot, took a plate, and I eat a full portion. That was very naughty.
It was very naughty. Mm. But you're here still. You're well, obviously. Your nephew is one of the MasterChef judges. And I wonder what you make of the proliferation now of TV cookery programmes and celebrity chefs.
Well, too much is as bad as not enough. Less is more, more is less. I really think that less is better. I think we've gone to a little bit of extreme now. And I'm not talking about the chef on the program because some are good and some are bad. It's like in a restaurant. It's like going to see the doctor. You better have a good doctor. Well, the chef on TV, it's a fashion and it's a cheap program, let's be fair.
And if you were not eating at home or at your own restaurant, where would you choose to eat?
Ah, my wife cooking. Robin is a marvellous cook. I'm very lucky. I mean, she cook different kind of food. She's Australian. She shoot from the hip. She cook beautifully well. So, simple food.
Michel Roux, thank you very much indeed for being with us. And if you'd like the recipe for Michel's ratatouille and all of our other Cook the Perfect recipes, go to the Woman's Hour website, where you can also subscribe to the Cook the Perfect podcast, which is, of course, free. And the book is called The Essence of French Cooking.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.